The Country Championships are on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Well, let's continue to talk more about the Mid-North Coast Country Championship qualifier. It's on Sunday afternoon at Port Macquarie. We've given you the final field and our form analyst, Gary Cleese's online. Morning to you, Gaz.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. Awesome plaque, obviously, is the one to beat here, Barrier 7. But there's a few other trainers like Stephen Fell that have really set their horses for this race.
Yeah, the two Cobweights are two really good horses. I mean, Awesome Pluck, where he draws. Well, looking at it now, Salty Rain's the fourth emergency. He's drawn the five. So looking at Awesome Pluck, he'll come into the sixth gate. And I mean, that's just absolutely perfect for him. And ascertaining Awesome Pluck and a lot like home, Andrew, they both trialled it at Taree. And a week or so ago, well, went around on the same trial. I mean, the more you look at Awesome Pluck, he was probably softer on the line than what a lot like home was. Robbie Thompson has knows him well and has been one on him. And with the speed looking out of the race, you know, you got Golden Comet as just an absolute burner. And he's got no option far from a bad gate to go forward. And Shelley Beach Road's drawn right out in the car park. And she's got a heap of speed, so it just looks like it sets it up for Awesome Pluck to just come off the bit and just settle. And but with him saying that, a lot like home's a very good horse, and where his gate is, he'll come in, looking at it now, he'll come in three. So he's drawn 11. He'll come into the eight gate, which will suit him absolutely down to the ground. He's one of those big fellas that you wouldn't want to see him jammed up on the fence or nice and tight. So just give him a little bit of galloping room.
We spoke with Andrew Gibbons about Luciana Bell. What's your gut instinct here with this horse who broke through for that win in the Queen of the North?
Good mare, a really good mare, and a good mare second up. And the beauty about Luciana Bell, I'd say Wayne Wilkes wouldn't have done a lot with her since she won the Queen of the North. But not only that, Andrew, I mean, we're talking a lot like Holmes got 59, Awesome Pluck's got 57.5. This little mare's got the limit weight with 54. You can play a few games from a good gate, and she comes into the four alley. So you're not going to be far off the speed with a little lightweight that you can use up and do a little bit of work with her early. Well, she was pretty dominant in the Queen of the North, and like I said, she's got a very, very good second up record. And if he hasn't done a lot with her in the last couple of Wayne Wilkes in the last couple of weeks, she's a massive player, massive player.
What about Shelley Beach Road? The Sydney-based jock, Corey Brown, he doesn't mind travelling up and trying to jag a horse that could make it to Randwick.
She needs a soft run. The gate's not going to help her out, but she has got the speed. Golden Comet's drawn outside it. So, yeah, Golden Comet can lead the best 1,000-metre field we've got. So you would say he'd lead. Now Corey's got the option. He's outside her, Golden Comet. Corey will just probably follow Golden Comet across and get on her back. Look, she's a really, really good little mare, but she needs a soft run from that awkward gate with 57 kilos on her back. There's one that I'm looking at, and look, I'm into Grafton form at the moment. I'll get into the Port form after lunch, but it'd be a fairy tale, this. It's well documented over the last 12 months that Bob Milligan hasn't been in the best of health. And Glennie's son's doing a magnificent job for Bob. He's got a very good horse. He's a smart horse, this horse. Horse called Texas Storm, number 10. Matty Bennett rides him. He knows him really good. He gets the three alley. Now, he was dominant first up at Taree. We saw him over the July Carnival. He'd gone over the top. They produced him first up at Taree, smashed him. He went to Gosford and he run second. He was just run over late. He went to a highway and he drew 13 gate and he had no luck and he was off the track. And he was very good at Taree there a week and a half ago. But a little soft gate, and it'd be a fairy tale for Bob. And I know Bob, over the last 3 or 4 years, has tried to get one to qualify for the country championships and hasn't been able to win the qualifiers and hasn't been able to do it. But it'd be a fairy tale. And he's got the race tailor-made for him with plenty of speed up in front for him to really hit the line.
All right, so that'll certainly be one that we'll watch out for in the markets, Texas Storm. So it's race 7, number 10. And Glenn's done a great job, as you do. Your close family, you always jump in. And Bob was, he was kicked by a horse, wasn't he?
Yeah. And I tell you what, he's a tough man, Bob. And he's trained many good horses and a very, very good horseman. and like Glennie's son's a great guy and a great horseman too. He's learned a lot off his dad, but it'd be one of those little fairy tales, and I know it'd give him the biggest boost that you could ever give anyone as a racehorse trainer. But this horse is not out of it. I don't know what the market's got him at the moment, and I could easily, looking at the field right now, I could easily have him my second pick over Awesome Pluck. A lot like Home is dead set there with me. I'm not worried about the gate because I think the gate plays in his favour. And this is a really good little mare, Luciola Bell, with that little lightweight and that little soft gate right up in behind him, and Gibbo would win on a broomstick at the moment. So they'd be, just looking at it quickly, they would be my top four. I mean, we've heard from Jenny Graham, Andrew, with her other little mare, Let's Rebel. But she's drawn 18. There's the problem with her. Well, she'll come into the 14 gate. There's the problem. But she's a pretty good little mare. But I think they've got to beat Awesome Pluck. He's also got to beat. He was pretty soft in that trial, mate.
I'm glad you told CJ. She's on the line listening to us. I don't know whether she'd heard the barrier before you said it, but I'm glad that it was you that told her and not me.
Yeah, it's not the best. It's not. But again, CJ, she's a great young girl. She does her form. Andrew, I sat and had a talk to CJ the other day. I think she's got one more winner to go, and she outrides her country allowance. She's done a magnificent job, that little girl, and she is one that they're going to be snapping at their heels to get her at the provincial. She's got a great seat on a horse, reads a race right the way through, and a terrific nature, and just got the world ahead of her, that young lady. But she'll do her form. She'll know that she's got Golden Comedy inside her. And also the other speed horses up there, which is Golden Comet and Shelley Beach Road. So she'll do all forms. She'll know where she's got a slot of cost, but it's not an easy gate, mate.
Good on you, Gary. We'll hear from you tomorrow, but then again on Sunday. It's a huge day these days for the country community at Port Macquarie, and thank you for your time this morning, mate.
Yeah, massive fields. Good on you, Andrew.